The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Mo, do you think any of your exes still listen to your music?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
It doesn't bother me. I had one that hit me up the other day and told me which songs that she believed were about her.
Wow.
Were they?
Yes.
She
was accurate.
Was the name of the song her name?
No. It should have been, but it doesn't bother me.
Do you think their partners mind at all? Or do you think they're like, oh, Mo's an artist. Of course we don't listen to his music.
That's a good question. I don't know, but I would imagine if she does have a new man in her life and he knows that she called me because she was touched by some songs I made about her, he wouldn't like it too much.
There's a high jealousy factor there. I have been in this situation before where women that I've gone out, other dudes have written songs about them. And they take a lot of pride in that. That's a high jealousy factor in that. When somebody writes a song about you. Now, yours is probably not great.
I was about to say, it depends on if it's a good song. Because right. A lot of the times with artists, when you really pull from them, it's not because you did something great. It could be because it's complete opposite.
So Calvin Harris, who is Taylor Swift's ex, is going through something a little tough right now because he doesn't want to listen to her music because they have a little bit of bad blood. But his wife does. His wife recently revealed that when he goes away, when he leaves the house, she turns on Taylor Swift. So she says, quote, as soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift. This is from her BBC radio show, Going Home with Vic, Katie, and Jamie. She says, it's her guilty pleasure. She says, that's just when I get my little fill, just a little fill, just a couple of songs, get it out of my system, and then it's done.
That's music infidelity right there. That's
it
cheating.
Is.
It is. That ain't right.
I mean, if he knew, like when he left the house, she listened to Taylor Swift, it's one thing. But if she was doing it like behind his back as soon as he left, then yeah, I would feel like you're cheating on me with my ex.
It must not be a complete secret because, I mean, she's being honest about it on a radio show. Yeah. They must have had conversations about it before. Like, hey, just so you know, I was a Swiftie before we got together. So when can I listen to the music? And he's just like, whenever I'm not around, babe. I'm not around.
I'm here to tell you that there are so many things my husband finds out about on the show first. Without me having told him. So it's very likely that Calvin Harris just found this little piece of information out.
Yeah, I got to say, for anybody who's dating one of Taylor Swift's fans, it's not looking good. So like Sophie Turner, for example, big Swiftie, was married to Joe Jonas, who was Taylor Swift's ex. Taylor Lautner and his wife, Taylor, also Lautner, is a huge Swiftie, but they seem to have a little bit better blood. So it's just one of those things that, like, I feel like you can't lose the breakup when you're someone like Taylor Swift or Beyonce and you have incredible music. Okay, have you ever been visited by somebody who's passed in your dreams before? Because Patrick Swayze's widow says that he came to her in a dream and gave her his blessing for her to remarry. So on the latest episode of TJ Holmes and Amy Robach's podcast, she talked about how she felt really conflicted about remarrying. She says right before she was about to get engaged, she said, I actually had a dream and it looked like Patrick was resurrected and I was in this courtyard. And when I see him in his dreams, he can't speak, but I can understand what he was saying. And he came up to me and put his arms around me. And he's like, I can't marry Albert now, which is her new husband. Now, because you're back, thank God you're back. And that's when he gives her permission to remarry, which is, I thought, was really sweet because I know that's got to be a hard decision.
So if he comes back in her sleep and says, I don't want you to marry this guy, it's not cool at all. Ooh. She'll just say, it's just a dream.
Yeah,
it really is.
Because it don't fit your narrative.
But since he gave her the endorsement, she's like, oh, yeah, that was for sure him.
I just want any lady that I'm with to know if I come back in your dream and say it's okay, you dreaming. That is not me.
All right. I'm a hypocrite once more because I come on here at least once a week and say I don't want a reboot or a sequel or another installment for an old movie that we haven't heard about in 15 years.
You just did this yesterday.
Yes,
with Legally Blonde.
With Legally Blonde. But I think this one might be the other exception, not just because I like the series, but because it's a book series and they're making the fourth book into a movie, so it makes sense. So Bridget Jones 4 is again going to happen with Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant. So this is going to be based off the fourth novel in the Bridget Jones series. I guess there's another one called Bridget Jones : Mad About the Boy. And it's going to be about her navigating life as a mom and also a widow. So spoiler alert, the guy that she gets with in the films, passes away.
He should have done that before.
Never mind. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go into it knowing it's going to be a little bit sad, which I wish I would have known about for the second Mamma Mia film, because spoiler alert, that's also sad.
And there's a second Mamma Mia film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, my God.
I never saw the first.
Cher's in it. It is peak cinema. And there's also going to be a spicy scene with a hot 30-year-old man, apparently. So we have that to look forward to. All right, how much jail time could country singer Morgan Wallen face for his 3 felony charges? I'll tell you what Tennessee law says on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.